Father, thank you for this first day of the week that we can come and worship you, Lord. And thank you for your word that we want to learn. We just ask you, Father, that the power of the Holy Spirit to give us understanding, Lord, and apply it to our lives. We ask all this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Alright, so we've been basically kind of talking about spirituality, you know, and the momentum test, and how do we get there, you know, and or how do we go backwards. Also hinders us from reaching that super grace, you know, because there's a, you know, that grace, the greater grace. How do we get that greater grace? And so there are steps or the tests that we were talking about. You know, what hinders us? We talked about the prosperity test, and we talked about it's not just wealth or financial, you know, but also could be romance, could be that promotion that we had. You know, that we think that is more important than God's call. You know, or just like Jonah, God calls you and says, I'm not going, you know. So whatever that is all into that ball of wax of prosperity test. But also, there are about maybe 8 tests that the Lord does, you know. And today we're going to talk about that, the old sin nature test. Because that's where it all starts. The old sin nature test. So if you can turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 13, that's where actually we see that God tests us. If you notice that what it says, basically no test has overtaken you. Do we really understand that? Why does he test us? See, what does he mean when God says, no test has overtaken you? See, God gives us an opportunity for capacity before testing. That's the healthy. He gives you the opportunity first. He doesn't just test you and then, okay, he's going to give you the capacity. No, he gives you the capacity first and then he tests you. So, as you see, nothing is good. Nothing is good without capacity. The real secret for happiness is not prosperity. The real secret for happiness is your capacity for it. We kind of do it backwards. So capacity is everything. Prosperity is adversity. It's incidental. It takes capacity that counts. It is capacity that counts. So, in 1 Corinthians 10:13, it says, no test has overtaken you. You don't have the capacity yet. But it says, but such as is common to men, so God is faithful, who will not allow you to be tested beyond what you able, what's able, your capacity. But with the test, will provide a way of escape also, a way of escape. So, a solution. So he's going to give you that test. He's going to get you to that level where you're going to pass the test. He's going to give you the solution, but it's in your hand. You got to do something with that test. So he's going to give you a solution to go through it. That's how faithful God is. He just doesn't take us, okay, pass the test. Like he says, okay, you flunk. He prepares us to get there. And then he gives us a test. And then we make the decision, am I going to pass the test? So, it is the capacity, of course, that counts. So, in here, he gives the capacity. So, he says, so that you will be able to endure it. Whether it is pressure from prosperity or the pressure from adversity. So, that's where the pressure, that's where the test comes from. He may give us prosperity, financially prosperity. The test is going to come. Who is your God? Your prosperity or the one on the throne who gave you the prosperity? That's a real test. Or your adversity, you know? So, the test is designed by God. And he has 2 things in mind for the believer. Basically, one is to provide the believer the opportunity to apply Bible doctrine. So, we come week after week. We get Bible doctrine. We take Bible doctrine. So he gives us the opportunity to apply that doctrine. All of us. So, when the test comes then, do we apply the doctrine? That's the whole question. Or do we just fall apart? You take that doctrine, you toss it right through the window, God doesn't like me. I hear people, believers, but they claim that God is testing them. But it's not because God is testing them, it's just the result of the bad choices they have made in life. It's just the result of their decisions that they have made in life. A right thing done the wrong way is still wrong. You know? A wrong thing done the right way is still wrong. And then the right thing done the right way is right. So they do things or they make decisions and they think that God is testing them. But not, it's their own, you know, they that's their own doing. So, secondly, is to accelerate their momentum. See, the test comes to accelerate our momentum, our forward action towards that spirituality. God wants us to great to get that super grace. He wants us to have that greater grace as we go. He wants us to be full with power, you know, understand who really God is. But we're not going to get there if these tests are not in place. Just like we learn in school. You're not going to pass second grade if you don't pass first grade. Well, in the old days. But, you know, spiritual life, you have to get those tests to be able to be mature. Just like Pastor was saying with the soldier. You know, if they don't train him, he's going to be a casualty on the field, in the battlefield. The same thing with us spiritually. You know, if we don't pass the prosperity test, or if we don't pass the old sin nature test, we're going to be a casualty. And remember, it's who's controlling our old sin nature. And that's where we're going with this. So, we have the opportunity to apply the doctrine. So, spiritual growth results in the believer from the consistent intake of Bible doctrine. You know, every week after week. And like Pastor says, not only, and I always, you know, from the Word of God, we apply that spiritual food in us, coming from our pastor, teacher. And it's okay for us to study daily. Each one of us have a different way of spending time with God. But what comes from the pastor, teacher, that's how you grow in maturity. That's God's design. It's not the church's design. It is God's design. Just like He had the prophets in the old days, that's God's word. The same thing for us in time. That's what grows us. But some people say, well, I'll stay home and study. Yeah, you may grow in knowledge. See what I'm saying? It's different. But when you come here, this is God's blueprint for the church age to grow in maturity. That is, he didn't require that, you know, us to stay home. He says, go learn my word. Go learn my word. Learn. You know, they have to have the right pastor teacher to be able to do that. Because negativity also can come from it. See, so they have to have the right pastor teacher in mind, and they can grow under him, and that's how they grow. When I go to Mexico, sometimes I see that the people there, they like the pastor for 4 years, and then they have to get a new one. They never pass those tests. See, there's no word, there's no meat in the word for them to really grab hold of who God is, to really respect who God is. That the authority comes from the pastor teacher to the church. If there is no authority before God, how are they going to be another Jeremiah? Yeah, exactly what happened. So let's see the category of this old sin nature. Who controls the soul? That's the question. Who is controlling the soul? The flesh or the spirit? If the spirit, then you pass the test. If the flesh, you just flunk it. Two things. The old sin nature test actually resides. My pastor and his when he explained to us about his science background, this tells how, you know, how it is formed. Yeah, definitely. In the Bible it's called the flesh or carnality. You know, so the old sin nature is actually resides in the cell structure of our body. And
I did kind of did a little thing here. It's kind of. But see, at the moment of salvation, we are in Christ. We are in the top circle. At the moment of salvation, God says you are in Christ. You can't get out of it, even if you try. Jonah tried to get out. In the Bible circle, I call this in fellowship. So I call the whole thing like a power sphere. You know, you are in Christ, you are in fellowship, you're doing God's will. As soon as you get out, as soon as you sin, you get out, you are out of fellowship. You are fleshly, or the Bible also calls carnal, you know, or in darkness, or there's so many synonyms for that. You're out. You're still a believer, but out of the will of God. So I always say, you know, the bottom circle is when you are in fellowship with God. Bottom circle. You know, so you are in fellowship, you're in the power sphere, you're doing God's things. Everything you pray in here, God responds. In here, the only prayer you can basically do is to be 1 John 1:9. To be restored in fellowship. Because here you can pray until you're blue in the face. You know what I'm saying? God is going to hear, but your heart is not there. See, God acts with us right here. That's what He wants to be our entire life. So if we are in here, when we're taking in Bible doctrine week after week, week after week, we're growing in maturity, we're taking all these doctrines, and we're actually accumulating the compartments of our soul, applying the doctrine, you're growing spiritually. We get into that point where we actually knowing God's mind, God's purpose for our lives. Because if you're here, we have no idea what God wants to do with us. Where He wants to send you, where He wants to place you. People always looking for their gift, you know. Like Pastor Stephen says, stop looking for it, it's not lost. You know, it comes from the take of Bible doctrine. That you learn it, you learn it. So the old sin nature is not the source of sin. The old sin nature is the source of temptation. Therefore, the old sin nature's function is temptation. So how does it do it? So the issue is very simple. It's a simple one. The old sin nature test wants to control the soul. That's its job. The old sin nature wants to control the soul. And therefore, the old sin nature sends a temptation to the soul. But guarding the gate of the soul is your volition. So the old sin nature sends a temptation to the soul, but here is your volition. It's the gate. You open the gate. You say yes. See what I'm saying? As soon as you say yes to the temptation, you sin. And you're back in here. As soon as you open that gate, you basically just welcome Satan's world. Basically, you know, just say, okay, I don't trust in God, I trust you, Satan. You're eating from the wrong tree. Yeah, that's what we do. So, your free will then, you know, you just allow that to happen from within. Nobody else did it for you. Nobody pushed you to do it. Well, so-and-so talked me into it. But now here's the test. If you say yes, you pass the temptation. You know, you pass the temptation into your soul where it becomes sin. And then you automatically, basically, leave the bottom circle and go into darkness, out of fellowship. Now, but if you say no, the old sin nature test, to the old sin nature test, and continue to advance in the plan of God. So as soon as we reject that temptation, you don't stay in the same level now. You see what I'm saying? Because now you just reject it and say no to the temptation. Now you move up one notch. Now another test is going to come. See, we think that, okay, I passed it. I'm going to stay there now. just move another notch, you know. And the beauty with that is that God is beside us. That's the whole beauty with that. We're not doing this on our own. And when you move to that next notch, is actually already put there a solution as well, just like He did in the first step. He's going to give you even a greater capacity to handle the next one than the first one. And it's beautiful how He does that. You know, and as you move to that next one, it's a greater capacity. It is so beautiful when we can walk in there. But sometimes we don't even get to the first step, we flunk it, you know. And most churches are like that, unfortunately. Because categorical doctrine is not taught. They just go there and preach that 15-minute sermon and they get nothing out of it. When there's no mechanics in it. And when something happens in their lives, they're falling apart. That's why psychiatrist offices are always filled out with believers. They're trying to put a band-aid on your problem. That's what's happening. Just put a band-aid on your problem, but the problem is the heart. Yeah. So, again, the old sin nature is the source of temptation. It is not the source of sin. So regardless what you do, in thought, word, or deed, okay, you do it because you want to do it. We are responsible for that. Regardless what psychiatrists tell you, we are responsible for that. For all thoughts, motives, and actions, whether sinful or honorable. Ignorance is no excuse. Insanity is no excuse. So, what you do, you choose to do. You must take responsibility for your personal decision in order to solve the problems, the solution to your problems. So the issue is, in the old sin nature, is this. Who is controlling your soul? That's the issue. Who's controlling your soul? The old sin nature or the Holy Spirit? If you can turn to 1 John chapter 3, verse 4 to 9. In verse 4 it says, every believer who commits sin does lawlessness. In other words, the act of sin is made outside of that barren circle. Commits lawlessness. You make a decision to leave that bottom circle. You make the decision when you are about to commit sin. And when you commit sin, you go back into darkness. Every believer who commits sin does lawlessness. He enters into darkness. In fact, sin is lawlessness. Life in carnality. Verse 5. And you know that He, Miss Christ, appeared or manifested, that's the first advent, in order to carry our sins. In fact, sin was not in Him. Of course, this is the doctrine of impeccability. Verse 6, when anyone, this is the passive believer, when anyone resides in Him, which requires residence in the bottom circle, he's not sinning. See, when we are here in fellowship, you know what I'm saying? When we're residing right there, we cannot sin. Because we are walking filled with the Holy Spirit. See, so when anyone in the negative believer sin, he has not seen Him or no sin. Why does he say that? It is impossible to have fellowship with Him and be out of the bottom circle. In verse 9, kind of tells us why. My dear children, let no one deceive you. The one who performs righteousness is honorable, just as Christ was honorable. When any believer commits a sin, he has become the agent of the devil. That is because he's out of fellowship. Because the devil has sinned from the beginning. For this reason, the Son of God was revealed, the first advent, that He might destroy the works of the devil. No one who is born of God practices. That's the moment, you know, you believe in Christ. You enter in that bottom circle for the first time. Because His seed abides in Him. In the bottom circle. And he cannot sin because he is in the bottom circle, because he is born of God. That you're going back to that salvation experience.
So the conclusion to the our first momentum test, which is the old sin nature test, is only volition. As the guardian of your soul, He is the one that can protect your soul from temptation. And only volition is the guardian of your soul. Can recover through the rebound technique, which is 1 John 1:9. So you also make that volition to go to 1 John 1:9. You say, okay, yes, Lord, I have sinned. You recognize that. And the volition goes to 1 John 1:9, and you go back and be restored in fellowship. Nobody else can do it for you, because our spiritual life is between you and God. Nobody else can do it for you. And people say, oh, go back to church. Yeah, they can assist you. You know, they can help you. They can try to encourage you. But it has to come from your own volition before you and God to say, yes, Lord, I want to do it. So first of all, and again, the old sin nature resides in the cell structure of our body, solicits the sin. And there are two applications of Bible doctrine in this particular moment to test, which is, first of all, the application of doctrine to resist temptation. And secondly, the application of doctrine to rebound when you flunk the test. That's the two major things in the old sin nature test. Who is controlling your soul? The old sin nature or God the Holy Spirit? Who is opening the door, the gate to the temptation? You know, your volition opens the gate. But also your volition also says, 1 John 1:9, I confess it, go back into fellowship, I continue the momentum test, move on. So this is the basically little study of the old sin nature. There's another one that is called the people test. You flunk it too, especially on the highways. But it is amazing how there's 8 gates to get there, to where you reach the super grace. So, thank you again for your attentiveness.